then we will bring back all the information to you to make the decision. I will tell you the hardest decision you're going to make today is what you want to do as far as how you want to go and how far, how wide, how deep, or how shallow. I know that sounds kind of mundane, but the truth is you can go and do a nation search. You can do a state search. You can do a local search. Those are things that you really need to think about when you're going through a superintendent search. Not just your why or what, but who you want to touch. The other part about that is you can do an open search or a closed. And I tell you this for the reason that I know that there are many people that are very happy where they're at. And they would prefer not to be known that they're looking for a job elsewhere. And when you do the closed search, what happens is the first level of searching is confidential. So their names aren't put out there, their staff doesn't know, their current board doesn't know, and they might be just interested because, to be honest, I think your job is one of the best jobs in the state, to be truthful. And that's why you have to think about that, because you will actually have a lot of people, I believe, that will be interested in this. And the reason they will be is because of the culture that you built and that Craig has built for his team here. With that being said, it doesn't all stay confidential, is what you learn. When you get to the final stage, when you get to three or four people, at that point, all bets are off, because it does get into the board packets, who they are, what's going on, and that part. But if you want 30, 40, 50 people to put in to get your best pool, that's why you might want to consider doing the close for that part of that. And then once they get to that final three and they come before you as the board, that's something you want to think about. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out to you. What we're going to do is I'm just going to introduce my staff, and they're going to tell you some of the things that they're doing and that they would provide for the services, because I know some of you haven't been through this. Obviously, Trustee Crabb has been through this with Mr. Gensler when he was here. Did any others were here at that time? As far as that?
You were all?
No, I've been on the board member.
No, just
no, yeah, as far as your board member. So that, and obviously that final decision is yours to make. And our hope and our goal is to get a unanimous decision, obviously, when we're doing that. With that being said, I want to first introduce Mary Hain to come on up, and she is our HR director and personnel director. She is our executive director, technically. So she will just kind of tell you how the process is and things like that, where we go in that kind of. And please ask questions during this time too. Stop me, stop her, any of us, and we just want to tell you kind of the parts of that as well.
Thank you. Good evening. As Superintendent Gregor said, I'm Mary Pony. I'm the Executive Director of Human Resources with the County Office of Education. And as Superintendent Gregor stated, we are here to provide service to Leland School District and the board in helping you search for your next superintendent. I, as the Human Resource Director, I do a lot of the job posting, the recruitment. Those are the pieces I do, as well as if you need assistance in the job description and salary. That one, the number one thing is you want to have an updated job description, as well as a competitive salary. So I do salary surveys, and so that is something that I can look into and provide that information should you want to visit the salary survey and make sure you're compatible with similar sized school district as well. So that's just a little nutshell of what I do behind the scene is job posting, recruitment, salary surveys, job description, as well as reference check of the candidates, and then putting together summaries of all the candidates that do apply, and presenting that information to the board so you can make your selection. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
All right, I'm going to next introduce Amy Knorr, and she will tell you how she does the surveys and gets community engagement and your teacher engagement with other parents, different parts of that, so you can kind of hear what she does from that and then how we will compile all that together through the data and then return it to you.
Geared toward your classified, certificated staff. We do community
to know what really their expectations are and during the search as far as what they're looking at for as a superintendent. That would all be, we would take that from you. We want your input when creating those surveys and so that we can get the information that would be most helpful for you when you're going to be making that decision. I also help if you don't already have a brochure for your district. We put one together so that during the recruitment process, they're really learning about the Wheatland community and what, you know, the advantages to living and working here. I also help with the social media, coming up with, you know, things to put on your website, images, to go out and do the social media. So, kind of a little bit. Any questions?
Thank you.
I'm hoping you guys have read through this already. Is that what you guys are doing? Because I'm brilliant. The last part is my EA executive assistant, Haley Pomeroy. She's going to tell you how she works with you directly, the board, setting up the dates, the times, also making sure she works with your great EA, and making sure that you're available, we're available, when we need closed session, when we do open session, those type of things.
Thank you, Superintendent Gregor. I am Haley Pomeroy. I am the executive assistant to UConn Superintendent of Schools, Rob Gregor. I think Rob just did a great job of telling you how I'm going to help support you, but one of the biggest benefits is also going to be direct communication with your executive assistant. What do you put on the agenda? How do you title that? Things like that. Coordinating schedules, you guys may create work sessions and special meetings and things like that to discuss this. I'll be able to help kind of corral everything and keep everything organized, take minutes, and just kind of help you all as you proceed forward. The biggest benefit, I think, is helping your executive assistant manage kind of agendas and what that looks like and timelines. So, any questions?
I'd say you're an easy group, but I was here earlier and heard what you had to respond to.
I thought it was going to be a short one.
I had no idea I was going to get, you know, full kimono. Anyway, with that being said, in reality, what we're here for, though, is to, one, guarantee if that person does, for some reason, doesn't work out within that first year, so we will do it for you again at no cost. The other thing that I want to do, and we make sure, is we provide a mentoring for your new superintendent. We want to be able to be successful, whoever that is, and whoever you guys choose to be. We want to hear from you, and then we provide that mentorship at that time so that they can actually have questions and go to somebody and talk with them, because it's not guaranteed you're going to get somebody that knows how to do all of this. There's a lot of people out there who are qualified but don't even know it yet, to be truthful. And you guys know that a leader is not just somebody that does. It's somebody that people are willing to follow and to listen to and to be a part of that team. So there's a lot that goes into that leadership role. And so when you're looking for somebody, you have to make sure that you have that defined. And that's what we try to do, is help you find what you want and what Wheatland needs. And so we try to tailor it. Sorry for Taylor. We're trying to bring it to you and what your needs are for your community. That's why we ask that you take the time to do the surveys and things like that, because you get to listen to what people feel are necessary needs. And they may be things you think you know, but you may not be known. And so when you get to hear that, you compile those together, and it just makes what I call an aha list of things that you go, aha, that's what we're really looking for. Aha, that's what we want. Aha, that's exactly what we need. Because you really don't know it until you see it. And then there's something internal in all of us, and I call it mother intuition, father's knowledge, whatever you want to call it. There's something inside of you that when it's the right fit, you go, I like that. And that's where we are going. It doesn't mean everybody fits all of it. But what they do is you go, man, I can see how they can be a part of that. And that's what we're looking to do, is to help you find that fit and to find that commitment level. So our goal for you is, if you choose to go with UBA County Office of Ed, is that we are here to serve you, number one, serve your community, and then serve your staff and your employees. Because then they can talk to their superintendents and who's been where and what they've done in the state. And because of those connections, we're able to vet a lot of people faster than others are able to. And we can find out whether or not that person's been let go, whether that person's left a lot of baggage, or if that person was actually a stellar candidate. And so that way, when we put somebody before you, we feel confident that that person is ready and that they're going to be that. And then you get to choose between three or four that we felt are the best of those qualities. And that's what you get down to that point. So that's just a little bit of a nutshell of how we do things and who we are. And I just wanted to share my team with you. Obviously, they have a team behind them, but I end up being the face, sorry. So if you don't like Santa, but other than that, I mean, it's a great opportunity for us to get to know you better, you get to know us better, and to build that trust. Because as I tell people all the time, the county, we're really here to serve our community and to our families and our students. And, you know, believe it or not, I do take a constitutional oath, and I will uphold the law, and I will do what's right. And if you guys were in trouble, I would bring that to your attention. And those aren't things that I take that responsibility just like you do. And I want you to know that when you take on us, you're taking on somebody that wants to do what's best for Wheatland Elementary and for Wheatland schools and the city of Wheatland. So for me, I grew up in a small town. I know what it's like to help out the gossip and things like that. We had three districts in one school, three districts in one town, 1,500 people. And they always said, talk about the same things that we're dealing here. And it's kind of funny about combining the schools and how this would be so great and all the things that would happen. It still hasn't happened to this day. You know, and that was over 40 years ago. It's more than that. It's been a long time, but that's what happens in small communities. And what you got to remember, what fractures you also brings you together.
Amen.
So remember that. And that's that resilience that you've got to keep putting together. And when tragedy hits, and we've all been there, we've all gone through them in our communities, those same people, this is what will bring you all together too. So don't be so sad, because it just means things are good times right now. So just, you know, good times bring about where people have nothing to complain about. Bad times, people have to work hard. But know that deep down, our community here, they're good people and they want good things. And so that's what we want to instill, and we want to bring a leader like that to you, and hopefully you can bring that to your community. So that's kind of just a little nutshell. You know that I did a little preaching to you and all that. I really understand, and I've been there, and I feel it, and I can tell you, you know, the personal attacks have been in my life too, but we all know that deep down what we do is for kids, right? And what we're here for is to make our place a better place in the end, and when we do that, we don't change just a child, we get to change a generation. It's the best feeling in the world. It's like when you get to put that money in the bank for the first time, and it doesn't go out, and you get a little bit of interest on it, and then that compounds, and they say the greatest thing in the world is that compoundage, and it keeps building on it. That's what we get to do with a kid, because you get that, when you get to change them, you change their children and their children's children. And so what you're doing today, 40 years from now, is going to make a difference. So remember that, even though it doesn't feel like it, that's called legacy. That's what Craig was trying to build, and that's what we want to do and continue to build those kind of legacies. And that's my heart, and that's what I hope to do, and I hope to bring to that passion. So there you go. That's a little bit about me. So questions?
Just a quick question. Obviously, we used the county before you with Craig, and, you know, we did very well. Since you've been there, how many superintendent searches have you?
This will be my first one. We've started to do one with Marysville Joint Unified, okay. And then they halfway through stopped, and then went to Sutter County.
Okay.
Yeah. You said early on that this you thought this job was an attractive job. Why?
Because I've been in this area for a long time, and I've been in education 33 years, and the worst thing to do is to go into a place where that there's turmoil and everything's been upside down. I can tell you my personal walk, I've been a principal at a place when I was the fourth principal in 5 years. That's a difficult situation to walk into. The reason somebody's going to want to come into this district is because, one, I will say that this community has built something that is different, and it is a place where people want to be. It's like a place of destiny. And they're going to want to work and live here, and they're going to want their family here. And what they're going to want about it is they have good education, kids who will love being here, faculty that are not upset and not throwing major fits, and they really love their, what they're doing and their work. And it is known in this community and beyond how well the UNL is doing and how well Bear River is doing and Lone Tree. And that is what you're getting, is somebody going, man, when I actually do my investigation, that's the kind of place I want to impact and I want to be able to take it to that next level. Imagine if, you know, you come in and if your hot rod's half done, or your hot rod, and you're just going in there, and you're all everything but the body work is done. I mean, your engine is running smooth, your tire, everything's great. Now you get to choose the colors, you're going to put on the paint, you're going to do all that. That's really what you have here. It's just, you know, it's just doing, you have to change up the little things and make it yours. And that's what's going to be the attractive part. And for somebody that's looking to move into that next level, if, whether they were a principal, a director, whatever, they're going to look at this like, man, this is a great place to be. I can tell you, because I've been in that place where I was searching and looking, and when you're looking at places, you look at places like Wheatland Elementary, you look at Wheatland School District, you're going to look at Franklin as an example, somebody would do something like that. They know, they talk about it, and people have that community where they go, oh, they got community support, they got families that work together, and they have what people call that it factor, which is they want to be there. And that's a great thing. When your staff wants to be someplace and they continue to stay there, I mean, it's a problem you have that you have a lot of aging staff, but that's a good thing, too. I mean, financially, it's hard, right? It's hard because it costs you a lot. But on the other side, that means people want to stay. That's a blessing in itself. It's a curse, you know, just like everyone has plus and minuses, right? But that's why I say that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Thank you for even considering us. I mean that. And we hope to honor you and to be here to serve you. Again, that's up to you and your choice. I want you to please ask hard questions because we may not know it, but we'll find out for you too. Because there's going to be some things that come up and I'll be like, ooh, I don't know, let me find out. And I do have that resource to be able to go to other superintendents and that have done many of these. Like, you know, some of us have worked in Placer County and then also in Nevada County. And I've worked with Scott Lay and Madison, and I can talk to that. Or I can even talk to Dave Morton in Sac County. I mean, there's a lot of people that I can go to and have them on speed dial.
Let me just say that I've worked with Rob before he was superintendent, when he was principal, and I've worked with Amy and Hallie and Mary for a very long time, and they're very, very good people who will have the best interest of this district in their hearts and what they do, and I fully back that they would be, they will bring to you quality people to pick from, and I have no doubt that they will all do an amazing job.
Which one of the cars is that?
I'm all right.
Just kidding.
And Rob doesn't say with respect all the time. So.
Exactly.
Oh, did I say that?
Amen. Yeah. I can tell you. I can see my stories when I was young. Again, it's just an opportunity for us to serve you and to see that the county is not a got you until they have to, right? We're here. I tell my staff all the time, we should be Switzerland. We're here to serve and to be the community for you. It's only when something goes wrong that's when you have to step in and do and be the, you know, be the law of things. But that's what 8-1200 is for. I mean, to be honest, if that person was, you know, concerned about their finances and things like that, we will let you know. And you saw my report. I wrote on there the areas that in year 3 and 4 and 5, you do need to start thinking about some of those things. But those are things we will make sure that we do. And same thing with when we do this. We're out for your interests. We want, because honestly, we work with you. We don't want to work against you. And so if we can have that community together, I mean, you understand that. Why would you have your hands in here if you don't want to work with it? You want the basin. You want that, you know, relationship. The more relationships you have and they're working well, the better off you are. And that's what we try to do.
Well, your proposal was very good. All my questions are in there.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking. That's
what I got my answer. I realized that because we went through this process and we brainstormed, because this is our part of our goals, is we want to serve. And we thought, how do you do it? So when I came in, I said, this is part of our goals. We do have an aging population as far as admin in this state. Hey, shut up. In all reality, I mean, even myself, I tell my staff all the time, I mean, they say 60% of the administrators in California in the next 4 to 8 years. and assistant superintendent for superintendents. Because I'll be honest, this is a tough time. You guys know that since COVID, good Lord, a lot of people left. I have good friends that left at 55, and they said, I'm out of here. And they said, no amount of money is worth it. Think about that. And your things are tough. I mean, you got anonymous things and things that are going on. The internet makes it so much easier for anybody to say anything and whatever they want. Those are the things that we have to work with within this day. And some people just say, nah, not me. I'm not doing it. And that's hard, but I want leaders. We need them. We need people to stand up. We need the superintendents that are going to be the next one because they need to create our next leaders. Because same thing for your teachers. We need young teachers just like we need older teachers. When I say old, I mean experienced, by the way. We need experienced teachers because they are the ones that train and bring up. But what happens if all of a sudden nobody did it? You're without. And that's not what we don't want to do. We don't want to do that. So that's my goal is, even as a council, is to build more leaders. So I hope we are answering those questions. We really have to think about it, all that. Because I'm concerned even about the education force for the future. We want to be able to have more teachers. And we're looking at peer educators. And we're looking at ways to bring teacher residencies, all that stuff.
I just wanted to say thank you for putting all that together.
Yes.
That was amazing.
No, that was good. Anything else? Please. Just because I don't want you to sit there and go, oh, you didn't say ask that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We've answered all the questions, so can we get a...
I make a motion to approve the county running the superintendent search.
And a second?
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, county...
Buckle up.
All right, so just be sure. And that's what we're doing is you'll be getting timelines and calls, and they will be working with you, and then you'll be working with your president and setting things up because we need to meet with you and just kind of find out what your wants and then starting with you. We're going to start with your dad and get what you're looking for.
Rob, that, or maybe Callie knows, I don't know. When you start talking to the board about their ones, is that an open session or is that in closed?
We will first give them just a survey, and it'll be an actual digital survey for them to fill out, and then we'll come back to them, and then we can do it however you choose, it open or close. I suggest close. But we will. It's always up to what they do, just because some of these things, we might be throwing names or things out, or concerns or things like that. I always try to, just put that. But that will be how we set it up. Our EAs will talk and then make sure what you want, and then the board president will communicate with you, and then we'll set up how you want to go. So that's really the next step. So we're going to go starting that tomorrow. So just
perfect.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry I put you towards the end. I should have.
Holy. Talk about it.
Happy birthday.
It's your birthday. We're going to get you first.
Thank you. And this is twice that I've come when you guys have major things going.
I know.
So maybe don't invite me.
Yeah. That might be it.
Just request to be at the front of the agenda, not the back.
Nothing personal. I ain't going.
Good for you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
We'll let them all. So I'll first say that the board policies that you all approved before are now on our website, and they're an easy click to get to them. The group sent us the first three, 2-304, 3-204, 6-103, as new policies that you need to look at. So the first one is best value procurement. Doesn't really apply to us because it's the estimate value exceeding $1 million. So unless you're going to build a school, it probably doesn't apply to us, but it's still required by law to have that in there. Then the second one is tobacco awareness. We have to have that for our tobacco-free schools. We have to have that policy to be able to get the two-pay money, number one, and secondly, to make sure people understand that cigarettes, cigars, chewing tobacco, snuff, all of that are not legal on school sites ever. And so that is brought forward to you for first read. The next one, 6-103, is the use of Narcan. I will be sending this to our nurse to have her read through it too to make sure that it meets everything that we believe it should. I do believe it does meet that, but I will be sending it to her prior to the next meeting so she can comment. And then the final one, 6104, is the one that you all asked me to research and write on, that Marysville put together originally, and then I've adapted it to us. And this is the caregiver affidavit, and this was the one that there was concerns that anybody could just pick up a kid based on new state law, and so this will prohibit that from happening. And it will, if and when you pass it, there's an actual form that will go to the sites that has to be filled out by the parents, and they will indicate who will be allowed to pick up their children. And nobody else will be allowed to pick up their children unless the school's able to get a hold of the parent and verify that they're valid to pick it up. If they can't get a hold of the parent, we will not allow the child to leave.
Okay. Yay, thank you.
So that one is a lengthy one, but it is important. So those are just first read. You do not have to make a motion on this one. We will bring it back in the February meeting. I will have our administrative staff as well as our nurse go through the policies that pertain to them. But I really hope that you read them, and especially 6104. As parents, I really want you to read that and see if there's anything that we're missing, and get back to me before the February meeting so we can make any adjustments. Once these are approved, they will be added to our online board policies.
Okay, that's the end of our agenda, except for board comments. Any board comments?
I have a lot.
Appropriate board comments.
I just wanted to thank everyone in this room, not only for being here tonight, but for showing up and supporting our amazing team. I mean, our staff, our board, our superintendent. You guys are all amazing. And I hope, I wish that everyone would see that you are. And those that can't, I'm sorry that they have difference of opinion. But I hope you guys know that you guys are wonderful and you are appreciated.
Our staff, mostly, other than the ones that are sitting in here tonight, do not know that this letter. They will know, because it will get posted, and I'm sure that there will be some talk about what took place tonight, and I hope they do read it. I really hope they read through both the letter and our response.
I'll add that, again, thank you for the financials, and I probably will be reaching out for a meeting so I can start to understand a little bit better soon. And secondly, if I'm the one mentioned giving tens of thousands to the school, you better check my own books as well. Might have lost track of a little bit.
That's funny. You mean you didn't give tens of thousands?
Maybe a couple.
Thanks for the humor. Yeah. You always bring it. Thanks, Austin.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, you do.
Okay, with that, we're going to go into closed session.
Thank you all.